Hey, fabulous people. This is Camille Forte, and thank you for tuning in to the Get a Hand Up podcast. You're definitely going to get a hand up with this one. But as always, I have with me in the studio the incredibly intellectual, the wonderfully wacky Michael.
Hello.
And this is going to be, it's not going to be a rapid fire like I usually do with questions. This is
This was supposed to be a rapid fire, but because of health issues, because Camille was sick and I was sick, we were supposed to do a rapid fire, but Camille at the last minute changed it up to something more important that came up that we should talk about.
It is more important because the game just changed, man.
Okay, okay, it's your show. Okay. I'm just living in your world. I'm a squirrel trying to get a nut, that's all.
Now, it's funny because I've been meaning to do both a blog and a podcast about, you know, never, ever, ever having to worry about Google algorithms again. And I will get to that. But something more important has come up, and it's literally waves, not just ripples, but waves through the SEO world, but not only the SEO world, the digital marketing world as a whole. And I think it's critical for marketers, business owners, anyone, to really understand that in 2015, the amount of searches done by voice have gone from 0 to 10%. And that was in 2015 alone. Don't have numbers yet for 2016. But the point is, we know now that...
Actually,
he's got his hand up. What? Yes.
Okay. To give you numbers, according to Business Insider from the June 16th, 2016 article that they have, only 2% of American iPhone owners have never used Siri.
Have never used.
Never.
So 98% have used Siri.
But of the 98%, only 62% have used it on an infrequent basis, where for Android users, only 62% have used the OK Google feature. And I'm sorry for anyone that's getting trolled for their phones. Feature where only a mere 4% that says they have never used it. So what you're saying statistically, and this is from the Business Insider, is from 2014 to 15 when Siri was available, only 8% of the market was using the Siri feature, where from 8% to 94%.
98%.
98%. 8 to 98. A 90% jump from 2014 to 2016 of people using it. However, only 62% of that are using it infrequently, meaning that we're still using our hands and thumbs to type. But again, saying that, as of late, with devices that are more voice activated, it's now out of, I think, 4 out of 6 people are using it, so 66% more are using it. I'm sorry, I wanted to interject that while you were talking.
No, definitely, because people need to understand why this needs to be taken into account in not only your SEO strategy, but your digital marketing strategy overall. This is huge. This touches on everything from how you're found in search results to whether or not you're ever found in search results, your reputation, business listings. Now, this doesn't apply to everyone. I would argue that if you look at the reasoning behind why people do a voice search, because their hands aren't free or because it was easier or because it was faster, you can tell that voice search isn't necessarily right for all queries. You know, you might not, look for something national or maybe some, you know, something exorbitant for a large scale business like a provider. Vendor for a global conglomerate, but the smaller your business, the more critical it is that you do take into account voice search for your digital marketing. And first of all, it's sort of a reverse engineer, which is why I said it's important for people to understand, you know, how voice search is growing and how quickly, understanding why people use voice search and also what they're looking for. So one of the things that should be obvious is that most of these voice searches are done on mobile devices. Now, right now, that means that whereas maybe a year ago, the best advice was to get your page load speed down to about 6 seconds, it is now recommended that you get your page load speed down to 3 seconds. Three. That is fast, folks. Microdata, aka schema markup. Probably something. Oh, you know, I totally forgot something. I was going to preface this podcast with, if it doesn't make sense, reach out to me.
Yes.
Because I am about to rattle off some really geeky jargon that only people like me and Mike.
Maybe.
You're a geek. That only people like us would really, you know, live and breathe for. Like, hey, voice search.
Well, not to interrupt, let me give a very interesting statistic about small business. If you are aware, the most common thing searched by voice search, whether it's Siri, Google, you know, Alexa, or even, you know, any other voice platform, are food, restaurants, mm-hmm. gas stations, parks, and shopping. Believe it or not, it is about the good 60 to 70 percentile of people that use the voice option on their phones or smart devices are looking for those services. And here's another interesting statistic, 83% of the search results are local of the user's device within 10 miles.
Which is exactly why I said, you know, for some businesses this will apply. Now, let's say you provide emergency software services to government and healthcare organizations across the country. Chances are you don't have to worry about voice search. People are not standing in their bedrooms fixing their tie. Sorry for a little dynamite in the background, a little alarm went off. But people are not sitting in their offices or their bedrooms fixing their tie, getting ready to go to work and saying, hey, Alexa, find me an emergency services provider for my network of hospitals across the country. Probably not likely. But when people say, you know, okay, Google, where's the best Chicago-style deep dish pizza near me? Pizzeria Uno better be standing up and paying attention, because that's the type of business. Or if you're a local boutique, people, you know, there may be some people out there who say, you know, where can I find a tea cozy near me?
I'll give you an example.
I was going to say, you actually had something tea cozy related.
If I did, then we would have a talk. An example is one of the highest search features was, and this applies to a lot of places like restaurants, what time does happy hour start closest to me? Where's the best Taco Tuesday for me to get tacos? And a third one, where is the best lasagna? Believe it or not, lasagna.
Okay. I am going to actually skip over the part about using microdata or schema markup. Notice I said that slow, so even though I'm skipping over it, you can still Google it if you want to, or like I said, just call me. Moving on, you know, to what Mike said, your business listings are more important than ever. And I say listings, plural, because There are hundreds of business listing websites out there. And for the sake of reputation management, don't ever, ever be fooled into thinking that only one platform is enough for you to have good reviews. Especially if you are a local purveyor of goods and services, even if you are a national chain, if you have a local branch, then it is critical for your business listings to have everything from your hours, your location, to when is it busiest. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but on Google, when you look up a restaurant, you can see, are they busy right now?
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of difference for someone that wants to go to dinner or brunch, to say, okay, well, they're not in their peak time right now, so I'm going to go right now.
And you might look up, hey, Alexa, find me a couple restaurants having happy hour right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alexa, which one is less crowded? Then she can pull up
Cortana or Google,
right,
or Siri.
Exactly.
And you're hearing this podcast right now. And again, we are apologizing if we're trolling your smart device by saying these commands. But if you don't believe how powerful voice search is, pick up your device. Even if you don't use this feature, pick up this device. And let's say if you're a restaurant owner or like name dropping, DiPartolo's Bakery in Collingswood, New Jersey. We love the guys. Al Senior and Junior are phenomenal.
They're artists.
Yeah, they're artists. See their work. They were in the Food Network and so forth. Yeah. Great bakery, great guys. Throw some business at them. They deserve it. Trust me, you will thank us. But pick up your device and think of your favorite food and ask your device, where's the best place closest to me? And it will give you a listing. And if you're a restaurant owner or you're a small business owner, like let's say if you're selling t-shirts or something like that, this now is a game changer. Even though people are saying, oh, it's been around for 2-3 years, but the volume of especially young adults and now older adults that don't want to sit there and fuddle with their cell phones and try to type things.
A lot of the searches are because, and here's a funny one too, not only are a lot of the searches simply for convenience because it's easier, but it was actually found that older smartphone users are using voice search because they feel it makes them look more tech savvy.
Yes.
I get a chuckle out of that.
One of our clients, I'm not going to mention her, but she uses it for everything, and it's cute, and we're old, we're like in our 40s, so I mean, for those that are listening out there, but she's in her 70s, and some of the things she asks her Google phone, I'm like, damn, Danielle, like...
Which is, great segue. Mm-hmm. If she hears this, oh, I'm so roasted. So get your business listings in check, and it's not just about the reviews you have. Bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
But also the completeness of your reviews, because if your review is incomplete or unclaimed or not properly managed, then technically it will exist to other customers in that they'll be able to see negative reviews, but it may not come up in voice search results because these quote-unquote digital assistants or virtual assistants, they will see your listing as incomplete or invalid data, and they will not bring up your business, and you just lost a customer that
so
way.
So I'm going to interject here, Camille. This is some kind of housekeeping tips, especially for CEOs and business owners that are listening to this podcast, which thank you for listening. A quick checklist to go through to make sure is your business optimized for voice search. If you are someone that uses WordPress or you design your own site, you want to make sure your meta description, your title tags, and the content on the web page are up to date for things that people are searching for. So if you'll ask for yourself, for an example, best pizza, like we'll use Philadelphia for an example, best pizza in South Philly. And you want to have something like someone that's going to use in voice search to be on that page that's relevant so the search engine could pick it up.
But I do have to interject. Do not, do not be that guy or that woman. But you know that expression. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who wastes valuable SEO real estate in your title tag and your description on repeating the location on every page's metadata.
Yeah, Google especially will see that, as well as Bing, as spam.
And not only that, if they are smart enough to cruise your website and know where you are in relation to the searcher in under 3 seconds, they're not relying on your title tag or your description tag to know if you're in Manhattan. They know your contact us page. If you have a Google map on your site, that's always good for localized SEO.
Mm-hmm.
But also, voice search is longer than type search. So this is another part of voice search where you have to sort of reverse engineer the way that people work. Remember that when you search, like Mike's example, pizza, you know, best pizza near me, if you're typing it in onto a desktop or even on your mobile device, but you're doing it with a finger, you probably just search pizza near me, because, and you know, it automatically picks up your location. But it has been shown already that voice searches are a lot more like human conversation. So again, you know, sorry if we're trolling your devices, but a searcher might say, okay, Google, where is the best pizza in Manhattan? Or where is the best deep dish pizza near me? And so the search queries are longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about including more relevant information on the page. Talk about your deep dish. Talk about, you know, whether or not you're the best or why. Make sure all those business listings are up. But most importantly, I think I may do a blog after this on voice search.
I believe you should.
It's not getting as much attention as it should, especially for how fast it's growing, but I will include some links to Siri commands, OK Google commands, and Hey Cortana commands. So by understanding what the user of the phone is capable of doing, that will help you understand how you need to optimize your business's presence, not just your SEO, but your business's presence online for voice search. Now, I do have a tip. You know, for some businesses that maybe are, you know, serve a local area, but they're trying to, or I'm sorry, serve a larger area, but they're trying to come up on voice search. And Neil Patel has his own thoughts on this. He believes in content chunking. Yes, content chunking, as in chunks of content, which makes sense because it's sort of like super concentrated content that's very well categorized, and so it's easy and fast to find. I think that's a great SEO thing overall. That's a whole different discussion. But you know, when they talk about pulling up a site within 3 seconds, one of the things that occurred to me is, why aren't businesses making glossaries? I can think of one client in particular who offers like dark fiber optic network services.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, there was, you know, it wasn't that long ago, I didn't know what dark fiber was. And I think a lot of people, you know, they've heard the term fiber optic, but maybe they don't know what, you know, dark fiber is. And so by adding a page to the website where you have, you know, it's very clearly stated, a glossary, and you've got good, concise definitions there, you can actually make your site a decent resource in your niche, in your industry, because I can picture someone being in their office or in their bedroom getting ready for the day and saying, wonder if we should go with dark fiber or regular fiber, because I heard Jerry talking about it at lunch the other day, but I don't really get it. Hey, Alexa, what is dark fiber? That is something that someone might ask, because that's one of the most common types, and that's what you learn when you read those guides about, you know, what users of virtual assistants can look up. And definitions is one of the most common queries. And so that's, in my opinion, a good little helpful tip. Make a glossary, you know, about everything related to what you do, what you provide. If you're a restaurant, make it a glossary of nutritional facts. What if someone comes to their iPhone and says, where can I get a low-calorie meal near me? Mm-hmm. If yours is the only restaurant that lists the caloric facts of what's on your menu, then Cortana or Siri or whoever may have to bring up your restaurant as the results, because you're the only one in the area who listed how many calories are in each menu item. And so you can use it as a competitive advantage if you're proactive about it. And right now, a lot of businesses are not active at all, let alone proactive about being ready for voice search. Mike, you know,
it's interesting. I'm actually, you know, just the other day we just purchased a new Surface because we're going to be more mobile, and I want to have the ability to do mobile podcasts when we're at trade shows and, you know, everything, not just for Camille Forte, but for our other business ventures. And I was talking to a friend of mine just a few moments ago while Camille and, you know, when we were doing the podcast, and she suggested that...
So you're not paying attention to my podcast?
I'm semi-paying attention. I'm the one that engineers.
We're going to talk about this later, so...
No, I'm not. I'll still be here next week. But she suggested that 78%, and this is the number she said to me, of third-party sellers that are on Amazon are now, since Alexa has been introduced into the Amazon network, 78% of third-party sellers are now optimizing their product descriptions to be recognized by Alexa. Okay, so if you're someone that has an Echo or a Dot or whatever the case may be, now these sellers are optimizing. So when you say, hey, I need a Surface Pro 4 pen, that third-party sellers before Amazon sellers now are showing up in the voice search. So when Alexa reads off, hey, there's a pen for $29.99 that works with the Surface 3, 4, and so forth. And I'll give you a quick example of how quickly we are growing in the search field. 20 years ago when the internet came out, and again, this is dating me, we had to type things in and it was like a crapshoot. Then when Google got the internet from being the Wild West and started putting order into chaos, it was based on keywords, and then people were keyword stuffing. Then Google got smarter, then we started using search engine optimization. But look how quickly you went from search engine optimization to voice optimization. But people think like, oh, well, I'm not going to use these features. But again, when you're in a car and you're driving and you don't want to get that $200 ticket for using your device, what do you think you're going to do with your device when you need to look for a gas station, or you need to look for something to eat, or you need to, like, I've seen, she actually said to me that with her Siri device, now through Apple, she was able to book a hotel while she was driving to go to her sister's wedding. And she's, because she didn't want to stay with her mother, that's a, you know, personal story, but she was able to book and pay for her hotel through her device just by using voice while still on the plane when she was flying to Southern California. Think about that.
Yeah.
If you think that, oh, voice thing is just a gimmick or any of that, mm-hmm. no, you're wrong. It's, and this woman is so computer illiterate. She's openly, she said this to me. I've known her for 10 years. She said, I am so computer illiterate that now I use everything exclusively through my iPhone to search for everything. And when I'm at home, I use my Alexa device to do everything from shopping to ordering everything from Amazon and so forth. She doesn't even touch her desktop or her tablet to search for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. So again, it doesn't necessarily affect every type of business or every industry in the world, but it affects a whole lot of them, and it affects them in a very, very big way. So if you felt that this podcast was a whole lot of technical jargon and you're feeling confused, then I apologize. Again, reach out to me. That's my disclaimer. This was definitely a geeky session, but people are using voice commands to find you. And if you are not optimized, I mean, how long, Mike, seriously, how long before social media... You
is
know,
full voice optimization.
Is voice
from according to a friend of mine that's at Facebook. Facebook is now thinking about using voice optimization for algorithms for their news thing. Like, you know, you could say to a device, hey, what's the latest on Facebook news? And I won't be surprised if we see it in the next 18 months or less.
Not sure if we were supposed to let that thing out of the bag.
Oh no, this is something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. No, I can keep a secret. Remember what you told me about it when you were 18 years old?
Oh please. No, we do a lot of testing of different technologies, and so there are a lot of NDAs involved sometimes. So,
So you know, we're gonna bring this podcast to a close. But again, guys, use the hashtag #AskCamille. If you're not sure if your site's optimized, especially for restaurant owners, bar owners, or local businesses, take your most famous product or service.
Stores, boutiques, clothing stores.
Yeah.
I mean, it's endless.
Exactly.
Truly endless. Donuts, cupcakes, coffee.
Things that Camille love.
Yes.
But if you're not sure if your site's optimized, ask your device, whether it's Siri, Cortana, Alexa, Google, and say, hey, you know, hey, blank. What's the closest place for blank, or what is the best place locally to get blank? And if you're not coming up on there where you should be, then you know that you got work to be done. You got your work cut out for you. And don't dismiss this, guys. This is something that is now picking up. Those that dismiss forward thinking are the ones left behind.
Yeah. Henry Ford said, I'm sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Henry Ford said, if I had asked the people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. And, you know, if you have the time, you can go to CNET, download the guides to how people can use Siri and Cortana and Alexa. But just reach out, really. If your business is one that is not appropriate for voice search optimization, I'll be more than happy to tell you that. But if it is, or you have any questions about the podcast, I'm a very easy person to find. Find me on social media. Find me at Camille-Forte.com. And
or use the hashtag #AskCamille.
Yep. Do any tweet. Post anything with hashtag #AskCamille and I will find it. So thank you again for tuning in. Remember, money is replaceable, time is not. So thank you for sharing some of yours with us. And we hope that if you're hearing this before the holiday, have a fabulous and safe holiday. If you're hearing it after the holiday, I hope it was a blast.
Take care, guys.